This is The Takeaway, and I'm Tanzina Vega. Now, another chapter of our Case in Point series, looking at how the justice system can be complex and sometimes not make a ton of sense. For almost a year, 42-year-old Manuel Herrera has been held at an immigration detention center in New Jersey. One thing is clear, the United States is his home. He spent nearly his entire life in this country and is raising two kids here. But what's not clear is whether his detention is illegal.
He actually doesn't fully know himself whether or not he's a U.S. citizen, which just points to the fact that citizenship we think of as this very clear-cut status, and in reality, it's based on a lot of really complicated historical records that oftentimes people themselves don't even know what their own status is.
As Christy Thompson from the Marshall Project explains, Herrera's case illustrates how complicated verifying citizenship can sometimes be.
We think of citizenship as, you know, you are either born here or you weren't, you know if you have a passport, you know if you don't, but citizenship can also be based on having it acquired or derived through previous generations, and there's all of these complicated factors such as, you know, how old your parents were when they came to the country, how long they lived in this country, whether they were married at the time, whether they had custody of you. It's a really complicated matrix of deciding when someone passes on their citizenship to a future generation. And a lot of people like Manuel, he came here from Honduras on a green card when he was 2 months old, grew up between Manhattan and the Bronx. A lot of people don't think about their status or question it, especially if you're not leaving the country. It's not something that comes up. So he wasn't even really thinking about it until about a year ago when he got picked up by ICE and suddenly found himself facing deportation to this country that he's never known and he doesn't even speak the language.
And how did ICE find him? How did they pick him up?
They picked him up at a criminal courthouse in Manhattan, which is an issue that's been happening a lot in the city where people will go to, you know, he was dismissing another misdemeanor case totally unrelated to immigration, and you walk out the front doors thinking you're going to be leaving that day, and ICE officers are waiting for you. So his partner, the mother of his two kids, was with him that day and saw as he was picked up and taken away. They had no idea how long he was going to be gone for, and he's since been gone for about a year, separated from her and his two kids.
Knowing that I wasn't going to be able to kiss my kids goodnight that night was like, it was an experience I don't wish on anybody, you know.
I was able to meet with Manuel. They brought him in from New Jersey to the immigration court in Lower Manhattan, and what he wanted to talk most about was what it has been like to be separated from his two kids, not being able to see them, only being able to talk to them when he's on a phone in the middle of a dorm surrounded by, you know, 60 other men waiting for their chance.
And when you hear your children, you know, crying on the phone, "Dad, when you coming, you know, it's a lump in your throat you get, and you try to hold it to not shed tears around other men, you know what I'm saying? It's, you just go in your cell and you kick yourself in the behind and just, you know, keep praying that one day, you know, these doors open up and I get up out of here."
And his kids had started by coming to his immigration court hearings. That was one place where he could see them. But it was pretty traumatic for his kids, you know, even though you're in immigration detention, a civil detention center. When you're brought into these court hearings, when he was brought into our interview, you're shackled, chained, handcuffed, and wearing prison jumpsuits, and that was pretty traumatic for his kids, so they haven't been coming back to the hearings to see him.
And how
old
are his kids?
So that was the main thing. They're 8 and 13.
And you also spoke to him about his legal status. Let's take a listen.
When you hear the term legal, lawful, permanent resident, permanent stands for, you know, unremovable, so, or, you know, permanent stands for just, you know, permanent.
Is he right about that?
He's not. And that's something that I've, you know, in covering immigration, a lot of people have said to me is that you think when you're a lawful permanent resident, you have a green card. A lot of people are surprised to find out that even relatively lower level nonviolent criminal convictions can jeopardize your status here. And especially now under the Trump administration, you know, his last crime was from 2002. He'd never had a run-in with ICE. He didn't expect it to cause any problems for him. Right now, his case is sort of in a limbo in which they're fighting to access the records that would prove that he is a citizen in one of two different ways. And what's tricky about that is that in immigration court, you don't have the same right to legal discovery that you do if, say, you're a criminal defendant facing prison time. But if they find that he is not a citizen through the two ways that they're trying to argue he is, he's definitely deportable based on that criminal conviction, even though he had legal status in the country.
Has he ever been to Honduras?
Not since he was 2 months old. And it sounds like with his family, as with many families I've talked to who are in similar situations, he hasn't even really gotten to that point of trying to think of what would happen if I had to go back to this country. He's just holding out hope that he can prove that he actually is a citizen of this country, of the U.S., and that he has a right to stay here.
Now, just to be sure, a lot of the rhetoric we hear around ICE and deportations is often, at least from the administration, focused on what the administration calls criminal aliens, right? He does have a criminal record, and he's served time in the past in prison. Has this issue of citizenship ever come up at all in those previous incidents?
In the previous instance of being in prison? No,
yeah.
Because he hasn't had any run-ins with ICE previously. And I think what's interesting about his case is he knew that his parents and his grandparents were citizens, but he didn't know what that had meant for his case.
How can your parents and grandparents be citizens and you not be a citizen?
So his parents naturalized when he was older. He also applied to naturalize 22 years ago with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. His attorneys have found that his application to naturalize himself has been open for 22 years. So it's still pending. They still haven't given him an answer on that application. His grandparents, he also knew, had naturalized to become citizens. And what this all hinges on is if his grandparents naturalized early enough, then that meant that his father, before his father naturalized, was actually already a citizen because of his grandparents. And if that's true, then that means that Manuel is also already a citizen, regardless of this 22-year-old pending application to naturalize himself.
I mean, there just doesn't seem to be a logical reason that this man is in this detention center.
Right. Well, and he wasn't born here. And as we've learned in this current administration and in what we've been seeing happening with immigration, although this was happening under the previous administration as well, if you weren't born here and if you can't prove that you have citizenship, which is what his lawyers are trying to do, you are removable, especially if you have a criminal conviction, even if that criminal conviction is 20 years old, even if you came here when you were 3 months old, you are still subject to removal.
Complicated story. Christy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Christy Thompson is a writer for The Marshall Project.